Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, we rotate. So, like, I'm on a week, I'm off a week, I'm on a week. And I was on 2 weeks ago, and I'm coming on again on Monday. And I'm watching the numbers. And as I was on that last time, I watched every day, I saw more corona patients. And then, you know, I'm watching the actual numbers that get sent to me every day. And every day, the corona, you know, we were sort of holding steady for a little while, and now they shot up again.
Yeah, it's only been a few days, but have you noticed a change since Thanksgiving?
Well, the numbers today were higher. I'm trying to remember if it was today or last night's numbers, were higher than the last one I had seen by about 30 cases. So it's, you know, that's a decent jump. You know, that's just the admissions at Royal Oak. And I have seen it go up, and just, you know, I'm watching the whole state, you know, and we're setting records.
Well, the hope is this vaccine, or the vaccines, plural, will change some of this for us. I'm sure you've been keeping up on it, and now we have three of them being emergency pushed through. Do you think they'll get here in time, and will that help?
Well, so there's a lot that goes into that, and I'm involved in, you know, a lot of this this discussion and a lot of the, you know, review of this. I think that the vaccines have a lot of potential to help. The issue is, of course, there's a number of issues. Number one, will we have enough of it? Number two, if we don't have enough, how do we distribute it to get the maximum effect? Number three, will people agree to take it? You know, once upon a time, when I was a kid, you just took your vaccines. I never heard the words vaccine hesitancy until, you know, much, much later. And, you know, I get it. I get why people are concerned and scared about these vaccines. A lot of them are being made using new technologies, but they're doing very large studies on them to make sure they're safe and effective. And, you know, that's part of the review. And I think that a lot of places are doing, you know, sort of multi-tiered reviews. You know, the FDA is doing their review, and then there's the ACIP will do a review. And then I think a lot of the healthcare systems are doing their own reviews, like, which, you know, do they look like they're all equal? Is one better than another? Which one can we handle better? Because, you know, they're all a little different. The Pfizer vaccine is the one that requires, you know, storage at minus 70 degrees Celsius. And that's not an easy ask, you know, for a healthcare system. That can be a tough ask sometimes. But you talk about a doctor's office or a pharmacy, you know, places that you would normally get a vaccine, they can't handle that. So, you know, I think the Pfizer vaccine is going to mostly see distribution through larger systems. The Moderna vaccine and most of the others can be stored at lower temperatures, or higher temperatures, actually, you know, closer to like refrigerator or normal freezer. And that's going to be, those are going to see use in other locales like your doctor's office or your pharmacy. they look promising. You know, the data from released so far, and mind you, it's all press release. It's not scientific paper. It's not formal review by the FDA. It's not, you know, an independent monitoring board's data. It's all press release from the companies, but they both are around 95% effective. The data looks reasonable. Now, they have some side effects, but they seem to be relatively mild. They do seem to be more than the average vaccine from what we can gather. But again, we don't have the review by the FDA yet. So, you know, any vaccine can make you achy, can give you a little fever, can make you feel tired, blah. You seem to do it maybe a little more. But everybody seems to recover from it. So it's not like, oh, you get tired and you stay tired, or you get achy and it always hurts. It's like a day.
We're live on WAWJ News Radio 950, our daily Ask the Doctor segment at 12:30 Monday through Friday here. And today we're joined live by Beaumont physician Dr. Matthew Sims, Director of Infectious Disease Research. I got to put you on the spot. Will you take the vaccine?
I plan to take the vaccine. I can't tell you yet which one I'm going to take, but I completely do plan to get vaccinated. You know, will it be Pfizer? Will it be Moderna? Will it be one of the others? It's going to depend on the data, and it's going to depend on the availability.
Now, we've heard...
Right? So,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, so, you know, we don't know which, you know, we're probably going to get the Pfizer one first, you know, and then the Moderna one probably shortly after. We're working on the logistics of how are we going to distribute it? Who gets it first? You know, am I considered frontline or not compared to the nurses? No, I don't have as much risk as the nurses who are in and out of those rooms every day, the respiratory therapists who are in and out of those rooms, intubating patients. You know, there are the highest risk doctors, nurses, frontline workers. They're the ones who need it first. I'm probably a little behind that, but I'm in the front line, but I'm, you know, three or four ranks back from that first group. So, you know, and again, there's all sorts of ethical considerations with this. You know, it's the concept of, you know, when you're on a plane and it's going down and the masks drop, you put your own mask on first before you help somebody else with theirs. The idea is you keep the healthcare providers who are handling this, who are trying to keep people alive, healthy, so that they can keep people alive, and then you give it to the more at-risk people, and then, you know, you go down the line to the less and less at-risk people. So kids, for example, probably going to be far down the line.
It sounds funny, but I would think that the food distribution folks in hospitals would be up at the top of the list, because they're in and out of those rooms probably as much as the nurses.
Well, you know, I think that... The food distribution people, I think the way they do it right now is they bring the food to the floor, and then the nurses and nurses aides bring them into the rooms. I don't know that for sure, but I think what we're trying to do is keep people who don't need to go into those rooms out of those rooms.
Absolutely makes sense. Doc, a couple of quick questions. Is this, do the shots go in the arm like the flu shot? And since we heard this thing was morphing into different strains, I mean, is it like the flu vaccine where it's going to cover so many percent of it?
You know, great questions, both of those. To my knowledge, it goes in your arm. you know, nobody's ever asked me that, and I haven't specifically looked. But in general, for vaccines, you know, we try to avoid the leg and the buttock and things like that, unless we need to, because you know, you don't want to give like a sciatica kind of a problem by hitting like the nerve there. You can use those areas if you need to, and the risk of those is pretty low anyway. But generally speaking, we inject into the deltoid you know, the upper arm. And as far as I know, that this is done that way, standard. What was the second question?
Does it cover 100% of the strains?
So, you know, we don't know, right? They used company used one strain to develop. As far as I know, they didn't use the same exact strain, but they used a common strain. Most of what we're seeing with the strains is that you know, if you have antibodies, they protect you against most of the strains, right? And they're trying to make these, the pieces that they're using to develop the antibody as broadly immunogenic as possible, meaning it'll cover, it's in an area that can't change very much. So it's less likely a strain will be different. And things like that. They did things to try to minimize the impact of changes in the strain. Now, that being said, will it cover every strain? Maybe, maybe not. Will it, you know, can a strain emerge in the future, which it wouldn't cover? You know, that's what happened with flu and H1N1, right? In 2009, all of a sudden there was what we call a genetic shift, right? Or an antigenic shift, which means it changed radically, so much so that that it, even though it still flu, the vaccine that we had made didn't cover it anymore. So they had to make a new vaccine. Now, again, the biggest thing with COVID right now is we don't know how to make the vaccine, right? We're trying a bunch of different ways, et cetera. With flu, if you remember back in 2009, within a month or two, we had flu vaccine for H1N1 because we know how to make that vaccine. So in theory, once they show that the system works, that we can make a vaccine this way, if we got an emergence of a brand new strain, they should be able to rapidly now make a new vaccine to that strain. And one of the advantages of some of these new technologies that they're using to make the vaccines is they're faster to make a vaccine than the old technologies are. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.